Muchas gracias, hermano presidente. Referirme a...
Thank you, Brother Chairman. I wanted to refer to Preambular Paragraph 22 and the reference to food sovereignty. We want this to be retained in the preamble for all the reasons which have already been given for keeping it there. In the preamble, we set forth the goals of the declaration, after all, and we need to retain a balance between the preambular part of the document and the operative part. We don't see any reason why what's been retained in paragraphs 4 and 5 of Article 15 can't be kept as well in the preambular part of the document. The reference has already been removed, the reference to food sovereignty, that is, from Article 15, paragraph 2, and it's been removed from the title as well. So we would like it, at the very least, to be retained in the preambular part. There's also the issue of precedent. If you look at other instruments, you will see that the term food sovereignty has been used. It's been used in parliaments, including, incidentally, the Andean Parliament in our region. We have a Commission 3 there, and the title of it is Sustainable Development, Sustainability and Food Sovereignty. We also have a declaration which was made in Guatemala in 2012, in which members of parliaments in our region commit to contributing to policies and plans on food security and food sovereignty in the region. The declaration was strongly endorsed and adopted, recognizing the urgent need to fight against hunger, which is something we can't do unless we also have food security and food sovereignty. So in our region, at least, food sovereignty is a term that is used. These are the ways in which it's used, and we'd like to see it retained here. In conclusion, Chairman, I agree, although we don't have any specific text to propose, that we refer to the issue of child labour, as someone else, I believe it was Argentina, suggested earlier. Thank you.